is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. This is all brought to you by X Insurance. And I'm on the Lead Slinger's Platinum microphone, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. X Insurance, what a combination of partners. X has every aspect of your life covered with real insurance written in your name. Call them, look, find them online, xinsurance.com. I have a policy with them written directly to me that's better than I could get at any member benefit company anywhere, because this is written directly to me and it's quadruple the coverage. So trust me when I tell you that's why they're with us. What a great partnership we have. Crossbreed Holsters. You know, it's Crossbreed Holsters. They've been with us for years. Crossbreed Holster Studios and, of course, the Lead Slinger's Platinum microphone. We have got, for this half hour in these amazing studios, presented by all these great companies, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, how are you, my brother?
Doing great. Great to be with you.
Yeah, and AWR, we also have my special guest co-host for the remainder of the program, Mr. Neil McCabe, is on the line with us. Neil, welcome back in, my friend. Great having you in the first half hour, the second half of the previous hour. You're going to stick with us for 3 hours for the full rest of the 3 hour broadcast tonight. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for being in here. I'm going to start with you, AWR. Joe Biden reiterates his plan to ban assault weapons and high capacity magazines. That means the guy is doubling down. I want your take on it, man.
Yeah, I'm a little perplexed that he would even push this 2 days before an election, because let's face it, in Virginia, the Brady campaign is running ads right now that don't even mention gun control.
Right.
We saw the same thing. Every Town for Gun Safety did the same thing in five swing states last month. Gun control is so unpopular that those campaigns or those surrogates can't even talk about it. But here's Biden 2 days before the election reminding everybody that he plans on banning quote-unquote assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, instituting universal background checks, and passing other controls. And as I've covered at Breitbart, those other controls include a $200 tax for ARs you already own, a $200 tax for quote-unquote high-capacity magazines you already own, incentives for states to license gun owners, a limit on the number of guns you could purchase a month. You know, the Democrats are all about choice, but no choice for you. You can only buy one gun a month, no matter how many you would otherwise choose to buy. Those are just a few of his controls, and not one of them would stop the crime we see on the south side of Chicago right now.
Not one. Brilliantly said. Neil, let me take this over to you. You heard what AWR said about this. I am in one of those states that he mentioned where you hear a healthcare ad and at the bottom, you get that whole little disclaimer, every time for gun safety, a sponsor, blah, 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 blah. It's all Bloomberg money. It's all gun grabber money talking about healthcare in the state of Georgia. They're not talking about guns. Every town for gun safety and the Bradys are talking about healthcare, dude. What's going on here?
Well, I think that, the Biden campaign, they have their surrogates working it on one angle, but, he's got to work it on another angle. And, AWR can speak to this directly. What is the risk for Biden to say that he's for grabbing guns and confiscation and taxing guns and, new permits and everything else when you do not have Republicans standing up against him? And so, obviously the president is going to be there talking about gun rights. He talks about gun rights every rally, at least more than once, twice, three times, right? It's always one of his biggest applause lines. But all these people running for Congress and running for Senate and running for governor down the ticket, they never talk about gun rights. And so it creates the impression that maybe they're cool with it. Martha McSally is running in Arizona against Mark Kelly, And it's like Martha McSally does not want to talk about gun rights. If you can't run as a pro-gun Republican in Arizona,
yeah,
what's the point? What are
AWR,
you doing?
To address that, would you? What the hell is going on there?
Well, McSally's talked quite a bit about gun rights in the last, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks, but she was quiet on it for a long time. That's true. She was trying to exploit or magnify, not magnify, it's a bad word, but draw attention to Mark Kelly's ties to China, and which he never wants to talk about. But she came out after their debate, which seemed to be a turning point. After that debate, she has been more vocal on guns. But I agree with this deal elsewhere. And if you're in Arizona tonight, you're listening, let me just say this. That's a clear choice right there. Mark Kelly will cripple the Second Amendment. Martha McSally will defend your gun rights. I'm saying whether she says it or whoever says it, you got to know that's the truth. But I agree with what Neil says in that a lot of times these Republicans don't want to touch this issue or that issue. And when they don't do it, wherever they are, what they're missing out is that's their opportunity to show solidarity with the people. That's their opportunity to say, I'm one of you and I value what you value. Because if you haven't seen it over the last 10 months, then I don't know what your problem is. But the run on guns has been incredible. And Americans mm-hmm. have said loud and clear they care about guns, not gun control, but guns.
You know, AWR, it's interesting what you both are talking about. I happen to live in a state that has Republican control, both sides of the state house and the governor's mansion. And we haven't been able to move anything since Brian Kemp's been in office because the Republicans have been scared crapless of this coming election in the state house because they are exactly as you just said, Neil. AWR, they're scared to death of it. They don't want to touch it. They think they're going to alienate. They're playing to not alienate their political enemies who they feel might be able to use it as an issue to gain a little bit more of a foothold out there. Let's not forget that Lucy McBath won in the district next to mine here in the very, very bright red state of Georgia. And you have in Brian Kemp, guys, both of you know this, probably the most pro-gun gubernatorial campaign I've ever seen in my life anywhere. He had a gun in virtually every one of his ads. He was threatened by, you know, the left was saying that he was pointing guns at his daughter's boyfriend, which was ludicrous if you watch the ad, but they will stop it, no lie. So, Neil, there's what AWR is saying is absolutely 100% correct. They're scared to death to run on it when they ought to be doing the opposite and shoring up those votes. Why? Why does that happen?
Well, I think that what happens is, you know, you staffers and consultants who work for the Republican Party are culturally left wing. They don't understand conservatism, and there's tremendous social pressure for them not to be conservative. And frankly, if you want to get your kids into Sidwell Friends, just talking about like in D.C. or Georgetown Prep, the way to make sure that your kid doesn't get into the right schools is to be associated with guns or any of the other conservative issues because of this sort of cultural leftism. And, you know, I don't get it. You know, what you guys went through with Governor Deal, kicking and screaming to mm-hmm. sign that constitutional carry bill, I mean, it's the same point again. If you can't run as a pro-gun Republican in Georgia, what is the point?
Yeah. Well, that's a great point.
I'm sorry, Mark, but, you know, AWR,
please.
You remember that point in the debate between Cruz and Beto O'Rourke when Beto O'Rourke stumbled into the Heller decision question. You know, when Cruz turned on Beto on guns, that saved his campaign.
Correct. I agree. No, I agree. I think, well, we love a fighter. That's why Trump has done so well with the people, and he's retained his base. Not only retained his base, he's established a tremendous amount of popularity among the base. And it's because we love a fighter, but you're right. And, someone says they're going to take my guns. I want the people that I've put in office to stand up and say, nah, don't you worry about that, because I'm not going to let it happen. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, guys, I mean, I'm with you 100%, both of you. I think I'm in 100% agreement with you. But when you say, Neil, that if you can't run as a pro-gun Republican in the state of Georgia, you're absolutely correct. I don't believe those. You know, I don't know where the chicken's coming from here. Okay,
I mean,
are they not seeing what Trump is doing and garnering that vote? To me, it's opposite of what they should be doing. Go ahead, real quick, close out this segment.
Yeah. Meanwhile, when John Kerry was running for president in 2004, he was walking around with a shotgun. And so was Cuomo.
It's backwards. It's backwards. And we come back, we're going to cover some more of AWR's writings. Armed American Radio's monster cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the Letzlinger's microphone, all being presented to you by X Insurance. Xinsurance.com. Check them out during the break. Get yourself a real quote from a real insurance company.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Ledslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Ledslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit ledslingerswhiskey.com today.
it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back indeed, Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, Crossbreed Holster Studios, the Lead Slinger's microphone lit up across the country, all of it presented to you by X Insurance. Chicago. You know, I gotta go here. Every week with AWR Hawkins, Chicago comes up on this program, and it has for years. AWR Hawkins, report your article, 27 shot, 2 killed Friday into Sunday morning in Lightfoot's Chicago. I need do no more than read that number. More people will die from the number who was shot. The number has risen since you wrote this every single week. Do you believe, like I believe, that Americans are now seeing this in ways they didn't prior because of the campaign and Trump making it clear, as you and I have been doing for years, that these are all Democrat-controlled crap holes? They own it. Go ahead.
No, I do. I believe that message is getting out that, you know, they mocked Trump in the middle of the summer for talking about the danger of Democrat-controlled cities. And then, you know, we wrote at Breitbart, they mocked him by releasing lists of, say, the top 20 most violent or top 20 cities with the most murder, different things. And in some of the lists, they would show, ha, three of the cities aren't Democrat-controlled, or ha, one of the cities is not Democrat-controlled, so he's wrong. Oh, I'm sorry, 19 out of 20, 17 out of 20. So, right. You know, the thing is, the lessons there of a week, though, it's a reminder. No, he wasn't wrong. As you say, just Friday through Sunday morning, he had 27 shot to kill. And the number will be a lot higher in the morning, and I'll wrap that up. And it'll happen again next weekend. And one day this week, maybe two, there will be numbers so high that I'll just write an individual day. And it'll be more people than were killed in what they would call the last quote-unquote mass shooting that the media was absorbed with for days and weeks. When, you know, I'm not picking on one certain one, but there'll be more people killed in Chicago next weekend than happened in a number of those type of shootings, and won't get any press at all because it doesn't fit the template. And the template is not to highlight Democrat failure.
Yeah, you are 100% correct. As I've said on the show for a very long time, listeners and viewers, very simple. You show me an American city in decay, I'll show you an American city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. What the Democrats have done to the city of Chicago over 100+ years, Chicago, great city, loved going to Chicago, very dangerous place, very dangerous place. They own the mayhem. Neil McCabe, when you look at these numbers in cities like Chicago, St. Louis, Democrat, Baltimore, Democrat, Los Angeles, Democrat, Seattle, Democrat, Detroit, Democrat, Chicago, Democrat, New York's numbers up by 130% to 140% Democrat, city after city after city. Neil, they own this. They own this mayhem. They own this carnage. Yet no one wants to talk about it. Why?
Well, I mean, there are people who should be talking about it, and that's candidates for office, and that's, you know, the Republican Party, which, you know, used to set itself up as the gun rights party. I mean, I'm banging the same drum, but, you know, over and over again, you know, and it shouldn't be lost on people that these are also cities with the strictest municipal ordinances against gun ownership and gun stores and, you know, firing ranges. Like, if you want to go to a firing range in Chicago, good luck. And, you know, it's, you know, I think it's something that we have to all also acknowledge on our side of the aisle, that the vast majority of people who own guns wish they didn't live in a world or a country or a city where they needed to have a gun. I mean, there are collectors and there are hunters and everything else, but, you know, most people have guns because they have to have a gun to protect themselves, their family, their property, their business, everything that they've worked for generations. You know, these family-owned businesses that just get torched. And then we have to wonder, you know, it's like it basically I've seen articles where people have had their businesses torched, and the people whose businesses torched, they say, we're sorry that we made you so upset that you had to destroy our business. And there hasn't been nearly the deaths there should have or could have been after the last 6 months of mayhem. But don't count on that to continue.
All right, take a listen to this headline, because AWR, you know, you and I have a lot of fun covering a lot of these stories, and we get a giggle out of some of this stuff. But as you mentioned in a piece that this was just today, wasn't it? It was the 28th. 11 people were shot during riots in Mayor Jim Kenney's Democrat. Imagine that. That means socialist, communist, Marxist masquerading as a former Democrat. 11 people were shot during riots in Mayor Jim Kenney's Philadelphia last night as violence reached a point of looters shooting looters. AWR, take that one away.
Yeah, well, I believe the story there was a looter trying to carjack another looter, and I believe the looter who was in the car shot the looter who was outside the car. And I don't believe that was an isolated incident. I believe there may have been another situation like that as well. But, yeah, I mean, it's just complete mayhem. And, again, it's the same mentality we saw in Seattle. You know, well, let's give them a little space. Let's let them, you know, let's let them get it out of their system and it'll be okay. It doesn't work like that. It's violence, and violence feeds on violence. And pretty soon bad guys who are shooting bad guys, and then bad guys are shooting innocent people too. And pretty soon you just have death, and you have what we see in Chicago. And all these Democrat cities are marked to some degree, greater or less, by the same thing.
Let me quote you, listeners. AWR points to a tweet by Steve Keeley from Fox 29 in Philadelphia. 11 people shot while looting in Philadelphia so far since last night. Looters were shooting looters. 50-year-old man that had his car, 50-year-old man that had his car filled with stolen stuff, was then carjacked and had all his stolen stuff re-stolen from him. That's from Philly police on the scene. In Philadelphia, 50-year-old man. Neil, the violence that we've seen in these Democrat-controlled Marxist, communist, socialist running as former, pretending to be, masquerading as former Democrats, Americans are fed up with this. You cannot tell me in any way, shape, or form that what's happening in Philadelphia bodes well in any way for Joe Biden, that Minneapolis bodes well for Biden, that Kenosha bodes well for Biden, that Seattle bodes well for Biden, maybe Portland, but go ahead.
Well, you know, let's be honest. It cuts both ways. I mean, Donald Trump is the president of the United States, and he could have sent in the 82nd Airborne. The Pentagon on June 3rd, Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense, he basically said that he was opposed to using the Insurrection Act or using the military to back up the police. And Trump flinched. Trump should have called him out on it. Trump should have done the Insurrection Act on June 3rd. But at the same time.
But now hold on. That music means we're taking a break. I'm sorry to have to cut you off there.
All right.
We'll talk about it with you when we come back. AWR Hawkins, thank you for being here, brother. We appreciate everything that you do very much. Thanks, bud. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, to read everything that he writes. I'll be back with Neil McCabe to finish that thought, and we've got a half hour together. You don't want to miss the conversation. It's going to be a good one. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. We are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters with you today on the Lead Slingers Platinum Microphone. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance, an AM Best A-rated company that if, God forbid, you ever have to use a firearm for self-defense, they will be there for you. Guaranteed they will be there for you. Why? Because the policy is yours. It's written in your name. It's not a membership benefit who has to worry about another carrier who might not be there for you. It's your policy. It's your insurance company, just like your homes, just like your cars, your boats, everything. And it's why I have it, and I need you to look at it too. It's better than anything that's out there. It is a superior product. Check it out, xinsurance.com. Do yourself a solid on this if you carry a firearm. It is imperative that you have some form of legal liability protection, and X will write a policy for you, your business. They'll tie your homeowners into it because they can do those things because they're a real insurance company. So make sure to check them out, xinsurance.com. Neil, welcome back to the program. AWR is awesome. Some of the work he's done, I know you guys have known each other for a long time, and you guys have made appearances together on the show over the years. But I have a half hour with you now. I want to get down into some states. I want people to feel better. I'm seeing comments. Thank God that you're here, Neil. People turn to you on this program because, like my father does. Now, you know you're going to be in touch with my mother and father this week, right? Tomorrow. You know that's going to happen, right?
Absolutely. This is just one of the services I provide, Mark, and I'm happy to do it.
This is one. All right. Let me take you through some of these important what they call battleground states, and I want your opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Let's start with Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, Trump took 57 of 67 counties in Pennsylvania in 2016 with a margin of about 44,000, if I'm not mistaken, 279 or thereabouts. Of those counties, the 10 that he lost, one was around the Scranton area, Wilkesboro area. The others were around Philadelphia, State College, Pennsylvania, in the center of the state, and, of course, Allegheny County in Pittsburgh. Since we met on this program last week, Allegheny's largest paper, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, has endorsed Donald Trump for all of the reasons you hear Donald Trump talking about at his rallies. Biden ending fracking, losing jobs to China, and on and on. Erie, Pennsylvania, Erie County flipped in 2016 for a Republican for the first time since Reagan. It also accounted for 22,000 of those 44,000 votes. The Philadelphia riots crushed Biden, evidenced by the fact that he's been in Philadelphia and he's been in have Barack Obama out there running around for him in Pennsylvania on far too many occasions if he was clear in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania stays Trump, your opinion.
Yeah, let me just follow up at the point I was making before the break is that, you know, I was disappointed that President Donald Trump did not override that his Secretary of Defense, who gave a ridiculous press conference June 3rd, where he said he was opposed to using the military to back up law enforcement. And basically, you know, what the left has done is they brought Benghazi to our cities and it's been horrible. However, as much as President Trump is the incumbent and he does get the the credit and the blame for when things go wrong on his watch, what we saw in Philadelphia with the looting and looters on looters that AWR is so eloquent in describing, this is a window into what is coming in a Biden administration. And those people in the suburbs, those, the fancies and the swells who, they were the fancy Republicans when the rest of Pennsylvania was, working class. And now that's flipped. And, but at the same time, these people don't want their fancy suburbs to burn to the ground either. They don't want these mobs. They don't want malls being destroyed. And so this chaos is at the hands of the Democrats and the left, and people know this. And so you can, you can't seriously blame the President of the United States for what's going on in Pennsylvania when the governor of Pennsylvania has a National Guard and he has state police and there are local police all at his command, and they basically watched what happened. And so I think that Pennsylvania is going for the president. Biden came out against guns, against life, and against fracking, and against coal. And those are the positions you take when you are trying to lose Pennsylvania, which is what he will do.
Excellent. Very good. And I, listeners, I hope you're paying attention. I hope that makes you feel a little bit better. Because without Pennsylvania, Biden is in big, big trouble if he can't carry his supposed home state. Let me go to Michigan now. Ohio, I believe, is a foregone conclusion for Trump. I don't want to waste any time there. Michigan. We have a governor in Michigan who has had her heel on the throats of those residents in Michigan, many of whom are listening to this program now. I've seen commentary from some of them that are in Michigan right now listening to this show, that are watching the program on Facebook. And thank you. We love you guys. I spent some formative years in Michigan from 9 years old to 15. A lot of firsts occur in your life at that time. I have a lot of lifelong friends that still live there. She is despised in that state. Despised. As a direct result of that, Michigan stays Trump. Your assessment?
People will remember that I was the editor of the Guns and Patriots newsletter for a number of years for Human Events. One of my writers there, one of my best writers there, was Jamie Hope, who lives in Michigan. And maybe almost a year ago, it seems like, she was telling me how crazy this governor was. And then when COVID started coming up, she really started telling me how crazy this woman is. And, I heard it from Jamie, and then you just see it play out. And then, of course, we may not be aware of what, you know, Trump mentions it at the rallies that, you know, Whitmer's husband gets away with whatever he wants. And he was caught putting out his boat and traveling and doing everything. Believe me, people in Michigan absolutely know that. And people in Michigan, it's a culturally conservative state that is a that they vote legacy Democrat. And Trump broke that up, especially in Western Michigan. And I think you're going to see that again. And like I said last week, there are going to be reverse coattails with the John James Senate campaign because people are going to come out of the woodwork for John James, an African-American army officer or former army officer. He was a captain in the army. And so you're going to see a tremendous turnout for John James that's going to help Trump in Michigan, what I call reverse coattails, Mark.
All right, good. So we've got reverse activity going on in Michigan too. You're comfortable with Michigan with my assessment there?
Oh yeah, especially with John James is now up 5 points, and the Democrats have completely written that off. So they're going to lose. The Democrats will lose that Senate seat.
All right, very good. That's good to know. Let's go to Wisconsin. Very simple assessment in Wisconsin. I have a lot of friends in Wisconsin. I did business in Wisconsin for a dozen years, got up there frequently. And sometimes in the middle of February, I would tend to go up there in January and February when it was minus 20 degrees. And it's the remarkable people up there. Incredible. They don't want Kenosha coming to the rest of that state. Wisconsin stays red. Trump.
Yeah, Wisconsin is has been trending Republican for a long time. And there's another factor in play, more so in Wisconsin, but also Michigan and Minnesota and even upstate New York and even Vermont, is the NAFTA trade agreement boxed out American dairy products from China. In fact, I think I've said it before where I, you know, Minnesota sells more dairy products to China than they do to Canada. And the new treaty, or not treaty, but trade agreement that the president has finalized opens up dairy U.S. dairy products to Canada. And, you know, Justin Trudeau's party got crushed in Quebec because that treaty was so bad for the dairy farmers. And in Wisconsin, you know, not everybody is a dairy farmer in Wisconsin, but everybody in Wisconsin likes dairy farmers, knows dairy farmers. And so it's like they just have an affinity for that. And that's why the president will do well in Wisconsin.
When we come back, I'm getting some great analysis and breakdown from the great Neil McCabe. We'll be back with Neil right after this. We've got one more segment with him. I want to take him to Arizona, Virginia, Georgia, Minnesota, and Florida. And if we're right on all of these counts, Trump plus 310 electoral votes. I'll be back.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
68 years ago this month, Victory at Sea, a World War II documentary television series, premiered over on NBC. The series marked one of the first opportunities for average Americans to have such major world events beamed directly into their living rooms via the new medium of television. And now this Emmy and Peabody Award-winning series has made its way to Armed American Radio listeners on DVD. Originally sold on television for $199.99, you can get all 26 groundbreaking episodes that have been digitally restored for the unbelievable price of just $9.99. But you must hurry. This offer is limited to the first 100 Armed American Radio buyers. Simply text the word VICTORY, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, to 58445. That's VICTORY to 58445, and place your order today. Text keyword to short code to agree to receive recurring automated promotional and personalized marketing text messages, e.g. cart reminders from Pulse TV. Consent is not a condition of any purchase. Text HELP for support or stop to cancel. Message and data rates may apply. Message frequency varies. Visit pulsetv.com/security.asp for privacy and attn.tv/pulsetv/terms.html. ML for terms. This final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me.
I was cracking up when I was recording that rejoin, by the way. It was just a lot of fun when I was doing it. I don't know why, but it was the whole let's get back to me thing. Just kind of made me chuckle because I had written it out when I recorded it, and then I just kind of abandoned it and ad-libbed it, and that's what came out. So, you know, just hang out with me, humor me, okay? It was fun, so I decided to keep it in there. Let me first, I want to give a shout-out to my beautiful daughter, who turns 18 tomorrow, and we're very proud of her. She voted with her mother and I, my wife and I, on Friday, and we did it with no masks in the state of Georgia, in a very conservative place, and we're proud of her. And I know Trump loves her because she's a big Trump supporter. And in fact, she stopped on Saturday at a Trump stand and got me all kinds of new stuff, new Trump stuff. So we're proud of her. We love her, and happy birthday, 18 tomorrow. Can't believe it. That means I'm getting older, right? Let's go back. Let's just say, Neil, welcome inside the Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers mic. Presented by X Insurance. It's always amazing to have you here. We have such limited time with you, so I'm going to keep going down the list. Are you okay with that?
Go ahead. Let's hit it.
All right. Minnesota. Minnesota, I believe, is one of my three surprise states. Virginia, Minnesota, and Nevada are my three surprise states. I'll get there quickly. I'll move fast. Minnesota, I believe, flips. Two reasons. Ilhan Omar is absolutely despised in that state, save for her little Somali district. Outside of that, I believe she is hated in that state. They can't stand her politics. They're embarrassed by her. Even as wacky as Minnesota can be, 1280 The Patriot listeners, and in about 15 other areas, you're listening right now. I'm hopeful. I believe that because of what we saw in Minneapolis and because of the disdain for Ilhan Omar as the AOC plus three, I don't think they want that moniker. I think Minnesota turns red for Trump. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. Reagan almost won Minnesota, even though Mondale was from Minnesota. in 1984, which would have made a 50-state sweep. And I think for the dairy and the manufacturing and those reasons alone, President Trump takes it over the top in Minnesota.
All right. I want to say a shout out here to Angeline Natelli, who's in here commenting up and down on the Facebook side. If you want to jump in, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, who she's up in Houghton, Michigan. And I know Houghton very, very well. Skied those lakes at Higgins and Houghton and spent a lot of time up at Torch Lake. Learned how to ski on Bear Lake with behind the boat of the great Gordie Howe, believe it or not. True story. So thanks for being in here. I appreciate it. I think your state, and you voted for Trump, as you mentioned, I think your state stays red. Now let's move to, let's go to North Carolina quickly. Okay. North Carolina, weird state. I love North Carolina. Lived in Greensboro for a long time. Well, for a long time, 2 to 3 years, but I know the state well. And I can't figure out what's happening in North Carolina right now. I want your opinion on NC. Why is there a Democrat governor in that state?
Well, there was tremendous voter fraud when he was elected. And, you know, that's always going to be a problem when someone steals an election. Second thing to remember is that North Carolina is culturally conservative, but it has always had a very proud left-wing tradition centered around its colleges and sort of its upper-class sort of establishment. And they have a very fancy sort of establishment in North Carolina, which is very left-wing. And you also have tremendous migration of Northerners to create sort of those industrial parks and engineering. And, you know, the factories are coming down. But, you know, along with the factories are all the sort of the engineers and the accountants and the lawyers, just like you're seeing in the industrial parks around Atlanta. So North Carolina also has a problem with redistricting, because the courts have redistricted, and basically you have Mark Walker and Mark Meadows both deciding not to run for re-election again because their districts were twisted up by the courts so dramatically. And so I think North Carolina is a win. Obama won North Carolina in 2008. Romney did win it in 2012.
So you're going to call North Carolina for Trump. Okay, let's go now. Here where I reside in the state of Georgia, the left has been telling us that Georgia's, you know, purple, and Georgia, they think, is now a swing state. I'm here to tell you that Stacey Abrams got shellacked by over 50,000 votes, still thinks she's the governor, okay? And I believe in no way does Georgia flip blue in any way, shape, or form. Your thoughts? I think Georgia stays red.
Hillary Clinton did outpoll Barack Obama in 2016. And so the left has devoted tremendous resources to flipping Georgia, not only energizing the African-American vote, but also the same problem. We have migrants from other parts of the country coming down to Georgia because of the low taxes and the conservative sort of regulations and everything else. And so they, you know, people from blue states come to Georgia to escape the blue states and then end up turning it into a blue state over again. Remember, George Soros gave Abrams $2 million for that race. And
she lost, Brian Neil. Kent, she lost. She lost. But she lost the race. And I want to make that clear. She lost the race by over 50,000 votes. She's the Democrats' rising star, and she's a loser. Every Democrat rising star like John Ossoff and Stacey Abrams and Beto O'Rourke, all their rising stars are losers. There, I got that out. Go ahead. Feels so
well,
good.
Well, to be fair, she has not yet conceded.
That's true, and that's my whole point. There are lots of memes surrounding Stacey Abrams down here in Georgia. All of them, by the way, she's the butt of a joke. Stacey, get over it. You lost, okay? You lost fair and square. You couldn't steal it, even though you tried. State of Florida, let's move quickly here because time is getting up, is catching up to us. State of Florida, I believe, moves Trump 4 to 7 points because of the Hispanic vote that is going to shift both the Cuban vote and the Puerto Rican vote. And with the endorsement of the Puerto Rican governor, I think the Cuban vote and I think the Puerto Rican vote in Florida help swing Florida 4 to 7 points for Trump. Thoughts quickly.
Yeah, the Puerto Rican vote, of course, is centered in central Florida around the hospitality and tourist industry, which has been wiped out. And those people, frankly, left because there are no jobs there. The polling in Florida was tragic in 2018, calling the race for Nelson and Gillum. And they were both wrong, fantastically wrong polling in Florida. Florida goes for the president on the back of the DeSantis political machine and, of course, the great Matt Gaetz.
Okay, perfect. Now, two surprises left. Minnesota was one surprise. I see Minnesota flipping. My first big surprise is Nevada. I think Nevada may flip because of the Hispanic vote pulling for Trump. You've got about 15 seconds on this one. Then I want to take you to Virginia. Go ahead.
Same thing. The Hispanic vote that you centered around the tourism and hospitality industry just isn't there. Harry Reid used to send buses to the casinos to pick up his voters and deliver them to the polls. Those workers aren't there anymore.
All right. I believe, now this is where I can't get anybody to agree with me on this, but I believe we may see Virginia by a very small margin, could be single digit, maybe 2 points, maybe 3 points. That's stretching it because of that Fairfax County population. But what happened with gun control when the Democrats took office has got every voter in that state energized. Every gun owner is going to go to the polls, just as they did when they declared 99% of the county's Second Amendment sanctuaries. Is Virginia in play? I think it may very well be. I'm saying it publicly now. Virginia may move red for the president this year.
I think Virginia's in play because of those reasons and the things I talked about last week, where a lot of those government workers that we hear about work in very culturally conservative agencies, and national security people certainly don't want Biden to be president. And I think another thing to consider,
well, you've got 10 seconds and we have to close
college
it.
Students, the college students aren't there anymore, Mark.
Great point. We've got Neil again, the roundtable coming up. Unbelievable stuff. I hope it makes you feel a little better because that puts Trump way over the edge. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.